This sermon today, I want to help us, help myself, help you, help us all understand the grace of God and thanksgiving. And so that when we have thanksgiving, it'll be more than, you know, that turkey leg and the pecan pie. Will have deep meaning to us all. And when we celebrate Thanksgiving Day, food, notice I talked about turkey legs, I talked about pies. Notice that food was at the center of the Thanksgiving. Well, in a greater way, I believe that food is at the center of our Thanksgiving with God. Why do you say that, Pastor? Because grace is the food. See, you cannot survive without food, can you? Neither can we survive without the grace of God. And in the same way, the grace of God is our food. It is how we live, by His grace, by His goodness. And therefore, that's why I put the message in this, hopefully, point that won't confuse you too much, and that grace is the food of thanksgiving. Without food, we cannot live. And without the grace of God, we cannot live, we cannot thrive, we cannot do anything without and by His grace. That is what we depend on. That's our sustenance, the grace of God. Just as whatever you're eating or drinking now, when the sermon's over, is what gives you vitality, that which gives you strength. Well, it's the grace of God that God has given us to sustain us and to strengthen us. And I want us to remember that food is more than meat and drink. Our food, our life source, is the risen Jesus Christ. I want to read something to you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Ephesians 2 and verse 7 says, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace. So rich, there's nothing to compare it to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved. It is by grace we have been saved. It is by grace that we live. It's by the grace of God. And he goes on to say, I'm going to go back to verse 7, in order that in coming ages he might show. It is not just for today. See, Thanksgiving will come in another week or whatever, and then it's gone. And we have had our turkey, we have had our puddings, and it's wonderful, but it's gone. But the grace, the food, the bread of life that God offers us is forever. Forever. Again, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7. In order that in coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace. There's nothing that compares to the grace of God. And it is our strength. It is our help. His grace is everything to us. That He might show the incomparable riches of this grace expressed in His kindness. Isn't that beautiful? That God is kind to His people. He loves you. And He is very kind to you and to us all. The riches of His grace. In other words, this grace is worth more than whoever you want to say has got a lot of money right now. Or a guy named, I think his name, I don't want to say his name. I'm just playing around with you now. Musk has much money. But Musk money is much money. Why? Because it can't give him life. Your bank account, my bank account, can't give us life. It's this grace, this unearned, unmerited, don't deserve it, grace of God that sustains us in every dimension of our lives, whether you're speaking spiritually, emotionally, physically. It's the grace of God expressed in His kindness. God is kind. God expressed and has come to us through Jesus Christ. He is kind. He is loving. the kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, and that through faith. And that is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast and say, look what I've saved up, and look how I invested, and I've got this and that. No, this is by the grace of God. And it all goes to the glory of God. Thanksgiving is to honor God. Oh, yes, we are blessed to have food if we do. We're blessed to have water. We're blessed to have a roof over our heads. But it is all by the grace of God. Never think that you've got what you've got because you worked hard, because you could not have even worked without the grace of God, His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. It's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. It's not about me. It's about my Savior, Jesus Christ. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves. Isn't that amazing how God, through His grace, gives us all this, and nobody can boast about how good they are, how great they are, what they have? It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. You see, thanksgiving is about giving thanks to God, not looking at what you have accomplished and what you've made it. You know, maybe you are, I'm a self-made woman. I'm a self-made man. No, it's by the grace of God, and no one should boast. It is thanksgiving to God, not boasting on what you've done and your promoting of yourself. It's very humbling, but it's the best way to be, because it's not in your control. It's in God's. His workmanship, created in Christ for us to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He prepared it. He strengthens us, and all the glory goes to Him. Grace. See, that grace coming from God, all the glory is back to God. And we give thanks to Him, and we recognize you, God, are the source of my life. You are the one who keeps me alive, and I trust in you. That's what it's about. It's bringing grace, brings glory to God. And through that glory, we are satisfied when God is glorified. I like those little ways we can do words about satisfaction in God and glory to God. Grace is the food of thanksgiving. When you eat food, you're satisfied. I feel good now. The grace is the food of the soul. Grace is the food of thanksgiving. God gives us the grace. He blesses us, and all the glory goes back to Him, giving thanksgiving to God. So this Thanksgiving, make sure you glorify God. You realize what God has done for you. You let other folks know, not in a braggadocio way, but hey, look how good God is. Blah, 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 blah. We glorify God. It is that gratitude in Psalm 100, verse 4. Notice what it says. Praise, give thanks to Him. Bless His name. I want to start that sentence over. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. That's Psalm 100, verse 4. God says that gratitude honors Him. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me. That's from Psalm 50, verse 23. Yes, we are to glorify God. That's when we get our joy and satisfaction. That's when we eat of Him and the blessings from Him, and we give thanksgiving. And it's a wonderful life. And it all depends on Him. And it's great that we can have a day to thank God. Make it that kind of day. Not just, oh, thank you, God, and I've got my food, I've got whatever I want, whatever I need. No, it's Thanksgiving to Him. And I want us to just close this section because with another thought, I'll get that song in a moment. More grace to come. There's more grace that God has for us. May God be pleased to fill us with the overflowing with thanksgiving, Father, so that your amazing graces, not just for today, Father. Yes, grace for today and great faith for tomorrow. What you have done in the past, Lord, give us faith to believe that you will do it again and that we will glorify you. It's not just about us, God. We want you to get the glory. And we want you to satisfy us. Thank you so much, Lord. And let this be the best Father's Day, not Father's Day, Thanksgiving Day that we've ever experienced, because we realize that you and your grace is the food that we survive on, that we thrive on, and that you are worthy, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. May you have all the glory and all the thanksgiving, for you are God, our food. You are food. You are our thanksgiving, the reason why we have thanksgiving. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, thanksgiving. You talk about a thanksgiving. This was a thanksgiving. A thanksgiving that's well beyond anything we're able to necessarily have at this time. He was there with the disciples. Jesus is here with us this afternoon through his Spirit. And his grace is there for us. As we eat this bread and drink this cup, it is the grace of God. The cup, because he gave his life so that we may have life. The bread, his very body, that we could become part of his body by faith. Through grace. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So right now, today, Father, we're going to eat of this bread. And we ask your blessing on this bread, this source of strength, this body that we receive, the body of Christ through the Spirit. This bread, we understand, is not your body, but it points us to your body, and we're strengthened through it. So, Father, we ask now that you would bless this bread, that you would impart to us all the blessings Christ made by giving his life that we may have life, giving his body so that we might have a body, his body, a part of him, members of his body, members of his church. Thank you for this blessing, Lord. So bless this bread now as we eat of it in Jesus' name. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the bread, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Father, we remember what you did through your son. We remember that. We read about it And now we drink of this to realize the grace that was expressed in the bread, the grace that was expressed towards us through the blood. When you shed your blood, Jesus, you gave us eternal life. You removed all of our sins, washed them away in your blood, made us holy and righteous in you. As we eat and drink of your body and your blood, we ask by your grace, we would be filled with it, that we would be healed and strengthened and empowered to live by your grace, expressed and guaranteed in your body and in your blood. We thank you, Lord, as we drink now. In Jesus' name, amen. As we eat and drink, we will sing, and if you don't want to sing, that's fine. Just listen. Grace to grace.
Where is my shame? I'm Jesus. see freedom. When I see that grave, I see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise. In the one.
Come on, you sing.
When I see that cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise. In the water to rock your grace. When I see that cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I see Jesus. And from death to life.
Grace to grace.